Today on Laracast, we'll talk about why it's all crap. When I was a kid, I was studying to be a musician, and clearly it didn't work out, but there's one day, one field trip we went on, and one comment by a person that has stuck with me all this time, and we're talking 17, 18 years ago. So we were going to a program called Grammy in the Schools. So it's funded by the Grammys, like the music award show. It was funded by them, and basically they have from all around the area, a bunch of music students come, and it's sort of like a masterclass for teenagers, and they have lots of people. Influential people come. Like, I believe the year I went, Wynonna Judd, if you're familiar with her, she came, performed a few songs, did a bunch of Q&A work, and things like that. But in addition to her were two songwriters you're probably not familiar with, but especially years ago, they're responsible for some of the biggest songs in country radio. And because I was in Tennessee, country was sort of the main scene around there. Anyways, these two writers were Mark Sanders and T.S. Sillars, and we're going to talk about Mark Sanders. So again, Mark Sanders has written countless huge hits. You've never heard his name, but he's the writer behind so many of these songs. Anyways, as successful as he has been in his career, one of the things he noted, and this is what has stuck with me all these years, one of the things he noted was that for any 10 songs he writes, basically 9 of them are complete crap. And I'm not sure why, but this was sort of an eye-opening thing for me to hear. This person who is the mind behind some of the biggest songs of the time was also the first to admit that every time he sits down to write a new song, the likelihood that it's crap is very, very high. And it sort of gets you thinking, oh yeah, most of what we do isn't gold. Most of what we do is crap, you know? And that's why we have these phrases like a diamond in the rough or a needle in a haystack or a burst of inspiration or whatever. You can fill in the blank. These moments are pretty rare when, for whatever reason, the stars align in the right shape. Not too into astrology, but you get the phrase. Everything aligns and you end up with something great. So if some of the most successful people in their own industry are the first to admit a lot of what they do is junk or doesn't turn out right or needs to be iterated on over and over and over. I don't know. I think as a young person, that had a big influence on me. And of course, it's not just limited to music. It applies to your programming. This is why we have this concept of iteration, because we understand whatever you're working on, a greenfield project or a new component or a new feature, the chances that your first pass is not going to be a great one, it's almost 100%. And I don't know about you, but it does make me feel a little better. It kind of takes the pressure off. Have you ever had that thing where you're trying to work on some new feature? It's not clicking. You feel like you're missing something. What you've written is very procedural, but you're not exactly sure what class to extract. You're not sure what the next step is. You just sort of recognize, this isn't very good. It's a little freeing. That's a normal thing. It applies to you. It applies to me. It applies to just about everyone. Your first draft is crap, and you got to keep working on it. And this is why you don't start with version 1.0. You know, if you release it, you start with version 0. It's our way of saying, well, of course, there's practical reasons, but it's also a way of saying, this thing I'm working on doesn't even qualify as version 1. We're not even close there. What we have at the moment is fog. We're figuring it out. It's going to change constantly. We're not sure where we are right now. We're not sure where we're going, but there's something there, and we're going to keep working on it. But right now, it doesn't even qualify for version 1. We're not even to the starting line yet. We're still in the planning phase. And again, this is something to be aware of as you work on brand new features and especially greenfield projects. What we're dealing with here is complete creativity. You know, it's funny, just as an aside, when I was growing up, I was studying to be a musician. My mom was a songwriter. That's how I got into all of this. And when she realized that I was switching over to programming, I could tell she wasn't, she wouldn't say anything, but I could tell she wanted me to follow in her footsteps. And I kind of went in a different direction. And I think she thought of it as very technical and not creative, you know, almost the opposite of creativity. But anyone who has written code knows that couldn't be further from the truth. It's complete creativity. You're starting with literally nothing, and you are step by step building something, and you're building a picture. And it's not just a picture. You're building a dynamic picture with all kinds of behaviors. It's really amazing, and you're doing it out of thin air. It's kind of a cool thing when you think about it. But yeah, that's it for today. The next time you're working on something and you find yourself falling into that small depression trap where you think, this isn't right, but I don't know what to do. I've felt that too many times. This isn't right, but I don't know what to do. When you feel it, just remember, the first draft is always crap. But the second draft will be a little better, and the third will be even better than that. And that's how it goes. It's part of the job.